This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With just days until the election, President Donald Trump and his challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, concentrated their efforts on the state of Florida Thursday. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Florida is always close, and Biden knows the president all but must win there to earn another term.
If Florida goes blue, it's over.
The president was on the state's west coast hours before Biden also ventured to the Tampa area.
We're doing incredibly in Florida. We're doing incredibly all over.
More than 73 million Americans have already voted, and both men are trying to energize the millions more who will turn out Tuesday. The president was to have a second rally today in another southern battleground, North Carolina, which was postponed until next week due to strong winds. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The remnants of Tropical Storm Zeta continued to barrel across the southeastern United States on Thursday, bringing high winds and heavy rains to several states. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Zeta reached land as a Category 2 hurricane in Louisiana.
A lot of winds, a lot of locked down to a bunch of trees.
Keith Forrest lives in one of the more than 2 million homes without power. Gene Galori is preparing for the long haul.
I have no light. I don't know how long I'll be without power. I'm hopeful that my generator gets fixed.
Zeta didn't weaken much as it moved into Georgia.
We have an 80-year-old pecan tree in my neighbor's yard that came down at 4 a.m.
David Griffin in Atlanta wasn't as close to that tree as another member of the family.
And my little boy screamed. His bedroom that the tree hit.
The most damage appears to be on the barrier island of Grand Isle in Louisiana, where Zeta punched 3 breaches and a levee. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. As a man who killed 3 people in a Nice church was a Tunisian aged about 20 who entered France from Italy and was carrying a copy of Islam's holy book, the Quran, on him at the time of the attack. Jean-Francois Ricard told a press conference late Thursday that the man arrived in Italy by reaching the Mediterranean island of Lampedusa in September and traveled to Paris on October 9th. Thursday, the man stabbed 3 people to death at a cathedral in Nice. French President Emmanuel Macron says he will more than double the number of soldiers deployed in the country to protect against further attacks. EU leaders, Iran's foreign minister, President Donald Trump, and others have condemned the attack, which is the latest in a series of incidents at a time of extreme tension over the republication of caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad by the French satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo. India has become the second country to pass 8 million coronavirus infections, according to figures on Thursday. Cases have dipped from the peak in September, but as Reuters' Adam Reed reports, officials are warning it could get worse.
India is the world's second most populous nation and also has the second highest tally of infections after the United States. Cases in India have dipped sharply from September's peak, but experts warn the current festival season, which traditionally means celebrations all around the country, could bring about another spike. The death toll has been low relative to infections. According to health ministry figures, the total number of people who died from the disease is now over 120,000.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level in 7 months, but the coronavirus is still forcing many employers to cut jobs. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
751,000 Americans applied for unemployment aid last week. The Labor Department says that's a drop of 40,000 from the previous week, but it's still historically high and underscores that a full recovery from the pandemic recession remains far off. The government also says the economy expanded at a record 33% annual rate in the third quarter. That's a sharp rebound from the spring when the economy shrank at a 31% annual rate. But the increase recovers only about two-thirds of what was lost to the pandemic. Mike Hemp in Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.